Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. It's Find It in Greenfield time. So the Greenfield Business Association and Hannah here with me this morning. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
Well, very well, very well. What are we talking about? Who's here with us this morning? Hello.
Oh, my goodness. We are talking with Kate Lawless from the Franklin County CDC. That's Community Development Corporation. And Kate, fun fact before she even talks, Kate used to have my job.
Really?
So she is my predecessor.
Oh, that I didn't know. Well, Kate, welcome. It's good to see you here.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, it's great to be here.
All right. So the CDC, what keeps you guys busy these days?
Oh, wow. We have so much going on, especially now that it's summer. We have farmers coming in, bringing us their bumper crops of this and that, and turning those into pesto, into salsa, into jams to like get that season, preserve that season in our Western Mass Food Processing Center.
All right. Okay. Yeah. We should back up and tell people about your building and your facility and who it's open to.
Yes.
Right. So we serve those farmers. We serve food manufacturers, people who just have a salsa they want a jar, and we can help them with getting their, food safety plan in place and all that stuff. So we really serve food and farm folks, but we also serve businesses of every type at any stage. So we can help them with doing some business planning, learning how to do marketing, ways that, if you start a business, maybe you know about like fixing engines, but you might not know about these kind of back office things that you might not be an expert in that, but we can help with that.
Okay.
And then we also help businesses with financing, flexible financing. If you can't get a loan from a bank, come to us.
Yes.
Wow.
So important.
And now the facility is on Wells Street, right?
That's right. We're right on 324 Wells in the co-op alley.
It's all right. And there's a big commercial kitchen in that building. I've never been, so
you
I'm
should
interested.
Come on by, Kevin.
It's so cool.
Is this an invitation?
It's an invitation.
Oh, let's go.
Open invitation.
Yeah, we'll take you around. We have like gigantic 100-gallon kettles and like bottling machines and a cool crew who can totally show you what we do.
But they do make you wear a hairnet, so just be prepared. It's not going to be the cutest selfie you take.
I don't have much left, so. Yeah, I might look a little ridiculous. How many different farmers and producers are using the kitchen right now?
A lot. And actually, we're lining up, I don't have a number for you, but we're lining up folks for like November through the early spring to that's the season where we take not as much farmers, but folks who are wanting to do those jars and sauces. So
you really got to plan ahead.
We got to plan. We have honey mustard people. We have barbecue people. We have all sorts of.
Do you have to be a member to be able to use the facilities or?
Well, no, not exactly a member, but you get your kind of onboarding going.
Okay.
And there is a cost to do it. We try to make it affordable for folks.
Sure.
We know these are like people starting out. These are like people like just beginning a business, and we do that co-packing process with them.
Okay.
So there's like all sorts of wraparound technical assistance for them. So if they don't know what kind of bottle is the best bottle, how to do distribution to like get into Big Y, that's like a process that not a lot of people know.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
And yeah,
you just
experts
can't show up with my cases of stuff. Hey, sell this.
Salsa.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
That's too bad. How long has the CDC been around?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We're actually in our 45th year.
Oh, this is a big one.
Big year, 45th anniversary.
Yeah.
And our annual meeting is coming up in November. We haven't really set the date yet, but we'll be celebrating for sure.
Good for you. And I understand that when people go to the Franklin County Fair Parade, you guys are putting together a big float, huh?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give us a little hint of what it's going to look like, or is that a big secret?
Well, I can't really talk about that right now.
Do you take one of the big kettles out of the, take a big kettle out of the kitchen?
Everybody in hairnets.
That's right.
And everybody in hairnets on the float. Yeah.
Well, last year we had these giant apple with, giant salsa jars. So
really
went into the, larger than life theme. This year is rooted in your community. So we have seeds to hand out. We're going to be
That's a nice idea.
We're going to be, I can't even tell you. There's pool noodles involved. That's all
I
can say.
Oh, I love it.
Really
pool
cool
noodles.
Yeah.
Love that.
We will look forward to that.
And we have three blue ribbons. I just have to say, our team, the Franklin County CDC team, has assembled this float. 3 years in a row, we got the blue ribbon. So we're so proud.
Whoa, yeah, you're the ones to beat.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
know
going
that.
Down the gauntlet.
Oh, you're on the hit list. Yeah. Yeah. Someone's going to try and take you out.
Amazing.
So if people want more information about the CDC, can people stop by? Do you have a website? What do you ask people to do?
All of the above. You can stop by at 324 Wells Street in Greenfield. And we do have a website, fccdc.org.
Mm-hmm.
And go to our Get Started page. It has all you'll need to do if you want to be a loan client, if you want to get technical assistance. If you want to sign up for our info sessions, we have free info sessions every month for a month. So, come on in. Everyone's welcome.
So much information.
What can I make over there, Hannah? Any ideas? I'm looking for some ideas.
I mean, what do you grow? You could do just
not
about
a thing.
Okay, well, that might be a place to start.
You're right. Yes, yes. Okay. All right. I'll do that. I can do that.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought Kate by this morning.
I know, right?
It's right here in Greenfield, too.
It's right here in Greenfield. And, you know, we talked a lot about food, but I just want to emphasize that all types of business can go there and get assistance, can get advice, can talk about financing. I mean, they are such an unbelievable resource. And I'm always surprised how many business owners I talk to who don't know that they're right here in Greenfield and available. The support is amazing. So if you're listening and you have a favorite business owner out there, make sure they know that they can be supported. It's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kate, you accept donations?
We do. We're actually a 501c3 and we accept donations from the community gladly and gratefully.
All right. And a member of the Greenfield Business Association.
You know it.
People are interested in the Greenfield Business Association, you're the one to talk to, right?
Yes, please. Please talk to me. Greenfieldbusiness.org. You can go on there, find our info, find my email. I'm always happy to talk. I think that's clear.
I think so, too. All right. Find it in Greenfield on Bear Country 95.3.